Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
The chairman of the Missouri House Special Committee on Criminal Justice expects the committee to draft a report by December and wants to see reform legislation filed in January. Baldwin State Representative Shamed Dogan says the committee is looking into racial profiling and civil asset forfeiture.
So we're hoping to find some sort of common ground where law enforcement will, one, admit that there are problems with both of these issues, and two, help us find out what some solutions are that are going to be palatable to them.
Dogan says the state auditor found that $9 million in cash and property were seized in 2018 through civil asset forfeiture, compared to $7 million in 2017. Dogan's committee is holding a hearing today in Clayton near St. Louis. City workers and volunteers have been removing sandbags in northeast Missouri's Hannibal so the Army Corps of Engineers can inspect the levee there. An estimated 6,000 to 8,000 sandbags sit on its levee to battle major flooding earlier this year. Up the Mississippi River in Canton, Mayor Jared Phillips says the city is not in a big rush to remove sandbags on its levee.
It's going to be an ongoing project. We've got some things we want to wrap up while it's good weather for construction. We've got some water lines and stuff we want to lay that are priority right now, but hopefully in the fall we'll be taking care of those sandbags.
Phillips says the piles of sandbags in town are free to take. The Lee's Summit School District superintendent has resigned under an agreement with the school board. Superintendent Dennis Carpenter will be paid $750,000 under that agreement. Part of that money will be funded by the district's insurance carrier. Carpenter was the first black superintendent of the predominantly white district. He spent 2 years with the district. The school board has named Dr. Emily Miller as the acting superintendent. And charges have been filed in two Missouri counties against three Tennessee men following a store burglary and pursuit. The chase ended in Montgomery County. They're accused of stealing from a Walmart in Moberly. About 40 iPhones were taken from a locked glass cabinet. One of Missouri's leading congressional members is praising the federal budget agreement reached on Capitol Hill.
Congressional leaders and the Trump administration have struck a deal to boost federal spending by $320 billion, suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, and put an end to automatic across-the-board defense spending cuts. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt praises the agreement and says it increases military funding. Media reports say House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California hopes to have a deal on the floor by Thursday. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The Trump administration is proposing to change eligibility requirements for the country's food stamp program. That plan would make an estimated 3.1 million Americans, including Missourians, lose their food stamp benefits. The USDA says the rule would close a loophole that enables people receiving minimal benefits through the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program to be eligible automatically for food stamps without undergoing further checks on their income or assets. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.